This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The 32nd Congressional District in Texas is on the radar for National Democrats. They think they can win the seat and give Republican Congressman Pete Sessions the boot after more than 20 years in office. But they still don't have a candidate yet for this district that covers a chunk of North Dallas and suburbs like Garland and Richardson. The two Democratic hopefuls are facing off in the May 22nd runoff. Early voting is underway now, and KERA's Christopher Connolly has been following the race. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Eric.
Seven Democrats were in the running for the 32nd District, and two made it to the runoff. Colin Allred with 39% of the vote, and Lillian Salerno with 18%. So who are they?
Colin Allred is a civil rights lawyer who worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development under then-Secretary Julian Castro. Before that, Allred was a hometown football star who went on to play in the NFL. Lillian Salerno spent 5 years working on rural business issues in the Department of Agriculture. She's also a lawyer and a small business owner. She's 57, Allred is 35, and she posits herself as the more experienced candidate. Both of them touch on their life stories when they're out campaigning. Salerno is a single mom and granddaughter of Italian immigrants, and Allred is African-American, the son of a single mom who was a public school teacher.
Now, Democrats across the country are working to hone a message that will win them seats in Congress this fall. How are Allred and Salerno pitching themselves to voters here in North Texas?
Both of them are running on pretty standard middle-class concerns like healthcare and education. On other issues, though, they both strike similarly progressive positions. Both say abortion rights are under assault and need to be defended. They both want strong environmental protections and support renewable energy. At a packed debate put on by the nonpartisan Dallas Democratic Forum, both candidates railed against Donald Trump's immigration crackdown and called for immigration reforms. Here's Colin Allred.
Listen, I grew up here. I went to school with a lot of kids who were undocumented or whose parents were undocumented. We must have comprehensive immigration reform. These folks are working in our businesses. They are part of our economy. They are paying taxes in some ways. We need to bring them out of the shadows and give them an opportunity to become part of our country.
They're also both frustrated that Congress has failed to pass protections for so-called dreamers. Those are the people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as kids and grew up here. This is Lillian Salerno.
I'm a mother of two Mexican adopted kids. I will protect the immigrants as if they were my own children. They better not get between me and my children, and they better not get between me and this DREAM Act. We've got to pass it now.
So really, when it comes to the issues, there's not a lot of difference. Where they did spar a lot is over who the best candidate is to beat Pete Sessions this fall.
And Pete Sessions is a formidable foe. He's a longtime incumbent and a strong campaigner. He's well-connected and well-financed, and he has a powerful leadership post in the House. So what do Salerno and Allred say about taking him on?
Well, Salerno says the key to flipping the district is Republican crossover voters. She says she'll appeal to Republican women especially, and she stresses her business background as well.
I've had a lifetime of working. I've had a lifetime of making a payroll. I've had a lifetime of being a mother, being a daughter, and knowing what people in this district face. And I believe that Republicans and independents are going to come out to me because they're in my campaign today, and we have to get so many of them out in order for us to win.
Allred also says he's appealing to Republicans, but he pointed to another strategy to beat Sessions, which is boosting Democratic turnout. The number of Democratic voters tends to drop significantly in midterm election years like this one. And in Texas, there's just a lot of people who can vote but don't. So Allred thinks he'll get the base excited enough to show up and make a difference.
We have to grow the pie and get more people involved. And that does mean having a candidate and having a campaign that can take a message that people can see something of themselves in that candidate and get them to come out to vote. That's what we've been doing.
This race has garnered national attention from the beginning. It's one of three Texas congressional districts represented by a Republican where the district voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump back in 2016. And national Democrats think they can turn District 32 blue this fall. So who are they supporting?
Most of the backing for national Democrats seems to be going to Colin Allred. He has far outraised her and got twice as many votes as she did in March. After the primary, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee included him in their Red to Blue program, which helps candidates with fundraising and organizational support. But Lillian Salerno has an endorsement from Emily's List, which backs progressive women running for office. So, listen, whoever wins the Democratic runoff, I think this will remain a battleground district of national interest.
KERA's Christopher Connolly covers politics. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
There are runoff elections across Texas. Election day is May 22nd, and we have much more information about this race and other races at kerenews.org.